This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Technically, Cinco de Mayo falls on Monday. That's sure what the calendar says, but beer and nacho companies want people to get an early start celebrating over this weekend. But celebrating what exactly? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler considers what Cinco de Mayo means for marketers and consumers.
Many in Los Angeles celebrated Cinco de Mayo last weekend. Tens of thousands of Latinos attended a street fair that big corporations saw as a marketing opportunity, even if their message was a little fuzzy. I spoke to Marie at the Ford booth.
What is the connection between Ford and Cinco de Mayo?
Ford, to me, is about the people, and people need to drive to get around the city, and Ford is a great way to do that.
Marie was struggling there to connect Ford to Cinco de Mayo. She also struggles to understand why it's such a big deal here. As a Mexican-American, she knows May 5th commemorates an obscure battle where the Mexican underdogs defeated the French.
In Mexico, we don't really do Cinco de Mayo. It's more of an Americanized holiday.
In this case, Americanized means commercialized. Festival goers move from line to line, waiting for free samples and gift bags.
We're going to give away one more soccer ball, una pelota más.
A fiesta of freebies from McDonald's and Palmolive and Colgate. Javier Gutierrez is with Morello Group, one of the event's sponsors.
The consumer products companies have been the early adopters of understanding that this is the market that's going to move the needle, and they've really fought hard to create brand recognition.
While some companies try to connect with Latinos, beer companies try to get everyone to party. According to the research company Nielsen, Americans bought more than $600 million worth of beer last year for Cinco de Mayo, more than was sold for the Super Bowl or St. Patrick's Day. Jose Alamillo is professor of Chicano studies at California State University, Channel Islands.
Beer companies have been largely responsible for the commodification of Cinco de Mayo. I mean, they spend millions and millions of dollars in Spanish language advertising.
Alamillo says the beer industry ignores alcohol-related health issues that affect the Latino community. He'd like to see Cinco de Mayo promoted as a history lesson instead of, as critics allege, an excuse to sell booze. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.